Welcome to Welcome History. The truth will set you free.
Well, I don't even know if I need to say anything about this one. Self-explanatory. Megyn Kelly, 45 years old. Now her inner man is starting to come out. Okay, this one's pretty obvious. Okay, let's start at the beginning. This is from a high school yearbook, apparently. Now, even back then, you know, as I've said, they transgender the children, okay? Maybe you could say they're like victims of a satanic cult. A lot of these kids are abused under mind control. Maybe they're clones. Maybe there's a demon inside. Who knows? But they're if your parents force you to grow up as a different gender than you really are, that could be very problematic to your emotional health. So who knows what's going on here, but that could easily be a man, you know. Could easily be a man. Don't let the big 80s hair fool you. Now, supposedly that's her as a cheerleader. You know, looks just slightly different than all the other girls. I don't see any secret trannies in this amongst these girls here. But this one, if you look close, kind of has a boyish man face. Okay, so that's her back then. That was then. This is now. She turned into an alien. What happened? So, oh yeah, well, okay, put a little makeup on. Let's get some hair, some lipstick, and this is what you get. A man with makeup on. A news anchor in front on TV daily. The first time I saw this person, she used to go by Megyn Kendall. Okay. Just look at the male features of this person. Who's just hiding in plain sight. Okay. Got some breasts there. Congratulations. Now that almost looks passable, right? You see that all pink. You know, even, you know, don't look too closely at how big her hands are. But, you know, very feminine photo there. So there's times where they're going to fool you, obviously. But then there's times when all you got to do is just think about it for a minute and you wake up. Okay, so there, you know, doing the sexy pose. But just look at that. That face just doesn't quite belong in that kind of body, you know. But men can do this too, okay? Shave their legs, whatever, get a boob job. Look at how large her breasts are there, okay? We're going to see that those have changed. Both, they've gotten bigger and smaller over the years. That doesn't even look like her, but it says it there, so I showed that. Okay, you know, back in the early days, I guess. I think this is the first time I saw her last year. I never heard of her before. Saw her on TV at the Republican debates, and I kind of jumped back in my chair. I was like, whoa, what is that? Why, you know, why do they have tranny newscasters now? And I asked my brother, and he said, no, that's a woman. That's just a really kind of a butch, strong woman. And even back then, my tranny radar went off. It didn't quite occur to me that I didn't know about the secret transgender infrastructure being laid out right in front of our eyes. But there it is, you know, muscular legs, you know, just shave the hair off and of a man, and you got legs like that. Look at that chin. Look at that. Come on. Yeah, go. Oh, you got me. You got me. Busted. That man face, big old man face. That face is just a large male face, big, broad shoulders. It's not always easy to tell with her, but the right here, you can see the shoulders are large. I mean, she just exudes male energy. Okay, just watch her live on the news sometime, and it's almost kind of scary. Maybe even demonically possessed. There's just something wrong with this person. It's just not right. Something weird going on here. Something evil. Look at this. That's a man. You know, and she's going to, her appearance will change even more radically over the years. 45, getting older. Her inner males screaming to come out. They're recreating themselves in the image of the Baphomet. Satan's image. Okay. We worship the image of the beast because they're on TV all the time. The image of Satan is transgender, the Baphomet, the perfection of the male and the female. recreated in Satan's own image. Jesus will recreate us, will resurrect us and give us a new body. We're going to get a new spiritual body. Okay, so our bodies will be changed. We will be changed. The Bible says that, okay? The dead will be resurrected. Those who remain will be changed. Well, the devil wants to change us too, into this. Wants to change all the dudes in the world into this. That's why they're out there in the media. We know what's coming. Now, look, if that's her, they say it's her in the news article. She's got no breasts anymore. This is a recent photo. They chopped her breasts off. They pulled a Angelina Jolie. That's her and her husband, I think. They got a big old male face. Her face is just as big as his. Woo! Oh my God, that's just nasty. That is nasty. That's nasty. Look at no breasts. Now someone's going to come out and say, oh, she had breast cancer, she had to chop them off, whatever. Hey, I don't care. She's a secret tranny. Look at that. Crap. Illuminati signs. Nice. This is who's giving us our news, folks. And this is Fox News, the supposed conservative news. You know? There it is. The image of the beast. It's just one after another. All right. If you think that's a woman, I mean, just wake up. It's okay. I was fooled before too, but my eyes are open now. There it is. This is the Baphomet. For some reason, the Baphomet, to them, to the Satan religion people, Baphomet has breasts, but it's basically a male. It's a fallen angel, which supposedly are all men anyway, turned into taking on the female aspect as well, the sperm and the egg. For some reason, whatever, they worship the image of the Baphomet, which is a transgendered image. That's what we have in front of us daily in the mass media.
Waking up from deception.